Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, here with our host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson, along with Lou Ann Crane.
And Dr. and Ryan, I have to confess, I am so deeply excited about the program today because it's very personal for me. The organization and the topic we'll be discussing is very dear to my heart.
Lou Ann, this program today is going to take you and me back a long, long way.
Yes, sir.
I think to the mid-80s, sometime in there, where I had heard about Fern Nichols, and I asked you to call and explore the possibility of her being a guest on our program.
I remember
it
well.
That is historic because she went on to be on our program many times, and we're going to hear from her again today. Mm-hmm. Fern Nichols is one of my favorite ladies. I tell you, she is doing a great work for the Lord and has for all these years. She is the founder and president of Moms in Prayer International because they're all around the world. Mm. And I tell you, there are very few ministries that I think have made the contribution that this woman and her team have made. And it is such a pleasure. Fern, I'm just going to greet you and then I'm going to let Luann respond. But I'm so glad to have you and your friends back.
Well, Dr. Dobson, this is just such a privilege for me, and I just want you to know that you are just one of my spiritual heroes.
Hmm. Doctor, when you recall that first time that we were introduced to Fern, it takes me right back. I was the producer on your staff assigned to check out this new thing we had heard about called Moms in Touch, and I was very intrigued. I can still picture the newspaper article. And we looked into it, and we called you, and we were so impressed. We recommended it to Doctor that, yeah, indeed, there was something here. It began as a kind of professional relationship that we had, but I tell you, for over 20 years now, it's been personal, because once I started having children, moved here to Colorado Springs and put my first little innocent baby girl in that public school, there was a mom that came up to me on the playground, and we struck up a conversation, and she said, "You've just moved here. We found out we were both believers." And she said, "Have you heard of Moms in Touch?" And my heart leapt. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's like, have I heard of it? Oh, my goodness. I was so thrilled to finally be able to experience it for myself as a praying mom.
And prayer has become a passion for you, hasn't it?
Not only a passion, Doctor, a couple of things. I've seen the power of prayer, and any woman who has, as we'll hear from today, can attest to that. But can I tell you, Moms in Prayer also taught me how to pray. Anyone who is around me now and hears me pray, I can only say that's a direct result of years and years of the study of the scriptures, going through the four steps of prayer, seeing the power of prayer firsthand as you pray back scripture for your children week after week. This gal right here we're going to hear from is responsible for my prayer life today.
Well, Fern, you are married. I mean, the years have gone flying by. You have four married children. You're married to Arlie, and you are still doing the work that you started back in the mid-80s, aren't you?
Yes, and it becomes even more of a passion for me is now that I have eight grandchildren. And the time in
which
we...
That's not fair, Fern. But I'll take the two I've got.
Yeah. Well, I know, and you said yours were very gorgeous. Well, mine are too.
Well, I won't argue with you about that.
Well, just the time in which we are living right now, and all truly that's bombarding against this next little generation of children being raised today. Oh, my goodness. I had great passion when I first was with you over 20 years ago, but it has escalated to, just great weeping for my grandchildren, that they will love the Lord with all of their heart, that they will fulfill the destiny that God has for them, because Satan so wants to steal this next generation. And this ministry says, Satan, you cannot have them.
That's right.
They belong to Jesus. Jesus' blood bought them.
Fern, is your ministry still focused largely on the schools?
Yes, we are very focused. We have not changed. We've been for 28 years now, and it's our children, their friends, every child at that school, every teacher we pray for, the custodians, the coaches, every person that is at that school, we try to pray by name for their salvation. Because, Dr. Dobson, we know that our schools will change when lives are changed. And so as we pray for revival and spiritual awakening at our schools, I mean, it is becoming desperate. We're fasting more. Yeah. I mean, we are desperate for this next generation. And so it is our children and schools that is our focus.
Well, it's a comfort to know you're out there. And I hope as a result of this program today, there'll be many people who will join you who haven't known about the latest chapter, that your name has changed and the purpose has not. I wonder if you remember coming to my office sometime in the early 90s, I believe, and you brought 12 women with you. and you came to my office and we were sitting talking, and I said, how would you like to all be on the radio? And everybody kind of blanched and then said, okay, let's do it. And we went to the studio. We had people sitting all over the place, and that was a fun day. Do you remember that?
Oh, my goodness. The Holy Spirit, talk about fresh wind, fresh fire, blew through that studio that day. I mean, it was so exciting for me to hear their testimonies because, you know, we sometimes don't sit around and hear each other's testimonies of how we got started in the ministry and what God's done personally in our life as we pray, what Lou Ann was sharing about how we use these four steps of prayer. So it was riveting for me to hear my precious friends who've been in the ministry with me for a while. So we all caught the vision greater that day being with you.
Well, tell us again, refresh our memories and tell others what the primary purpose of prayer is as you all meet together.
The primary purpose of prayer is to come before our God, who is the creator of heaven and earth and has made everything. And we are asking him for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, specifically in our children and grandchildren's life and in our schools. I mean, our schools are producing the next mothers, fathers, doctors, lawyers, teachers. You know, are we going to just allow Satan to just come on board with the humanistic teaching and all of these things? No. Who will stand in the gap for this next generation? It's moms and grandmas, and we even have some great grandmas now.
Do the schools know, does the administrator, the principal know what you're doing, and do they have to approve of it? Are you meeting on the school grounds? What's the relationship with the school?
I'm so glad you asked that, because what we are seeing as we go to the school, and we're very upfront about moms in prayer, that we are moms who meet together and pray blessing on the school. We pray blessing on that principal. We identify with him, knowing the tremendous job that he has and the decisions that he has to make. And we just want him or her to know that there are a group of supportive women out there praying. And Dr. Dobson, out of all these years of praying and going to principals and sharing what this ministry is about, I would say 99.9% are thrilled. In fact, some of the principals will then identify themselves as a Christian and say that we are an answer to prayer to them.
Fern, that's a great point, because this is separate from the school. You're not on the school premises. Our own group, for many years, the group for our elementary school met in my home, and this is just local. I also want to stress, okay, we're talking to busy moms now, and we're saying, okay, take some more time out of your day to come and do this. This is 1 hour, and for our group doctor, it looks like 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. You get there at 8 o'clock. There's no cookies. There's no chatting. There's no
gossip.
No. Fern, you taught us well on this. This is not a time to come and gossip. You get down to the business of prayer. And when the time is up and the women leave, they go on to their duties because there's so much to do. But that hour is devoted to prayer, right, Fern?
Oh, Luann, I could not have said it better. Good job, honey.
You trained me well.
And you're right. We do not go and pray on the campus. I mean, we're not about being seen. We are about coming to the Heavenly Father in united prayer. Mm-hmm. And that is the trumpet sound that I think our ministry has been and continues to escalate in. You know, I just read, and it was by David Bryant. He said that 90% of the teaching on prayer in the Bible is corporate. Mm-hmm. God wants his children to gather together with one voice in agreement. The power is in agreement. Mm-hmm. So we are sounding the trumpet to the Christian women throughout the world. Gather together. There's power in the agreement. One sends 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. Oh, precious women, we are 10 times stronger when there's just one other mom that we pray with.
Mm-hmm. You know, Fern, I can only imagine the impact this will have on kids when they find out that their moms have been doing this. I mean, I remember hearing that Luann takes an hour every week to pray for her kids. And I mean, that impacted me. I'm not her kid. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, what a statement of love and commitment to her kids, yes, that they would find out that for years, every single week, for an hour, she's praying specifically for them. That's powerful.
Well, and Fern, your comment that it's corporate, because there are many moms listening who say, well, of course I pray for my kids. I pray for them every day. I pray for them, you know, as they went out the door this morning. But that impact of doubling up with another woman, that time when we break off one-on-one or maybe two-on-two with another mom and specifically by name pray for the child that I came to pray for today. Mm-hmm. And it might have been Trevor. It might have been Robbie. It might have been Annette. It might have been Kenny. They are the burden on my heart when I show up there. And for that moment, I can pray for my child by name. And then that other woman sits there and shares that burden with me. And exactly what you said, to sit there and think this woman is sharing my burden and then I can share hers, is just, it touches the heart of a mom.
And I so believe that it also just touches the heart of Jesus. He said, oh, my girls, they're getting together. They're united. They've got cleansed hearts. They're using my word to place their child's name in that scripture so that they know it will not return void. So they're coming with confidence. They're coming with boldness. Oh, Luann, you hit it right on the head. And then what happens is this sweet, wonderful love that permeates in that group with just our love for one another as well as the children. It's not comparing, oh, I wish my child could get A's like hers. Mm-hmm. It's we're happy for hers. Mm-hmm. Not that we're not praying, you know, maybe a little better study habits for our own.
Fern, a minute ago, Luann mentioned the four steps of prayer. Why don't you share those with us?
I love to share the four steps of prayer because I didn't make them up. We just came back from Tanzania with over 500 women there just thirsty to know how to pray. And I told them, I said, you know, we're not coming here from the United States telling you what to do. We have the privilege of telling you what Jesus said to do. When the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray, because Jesus so modeled the peace in a prayer life, and Jesus gave them a strategic way to pray, praise, confession, and intercession. And so that I say to the women, what a privilege that we have to strategically come together and pray the way Jesus taught. And so our four steps of prayer are really what are throughout the Bible. In Nehemiah, David talks about it, Ezra, praise, coming before the God who we can trust, who is able to answer our prayers, and then a silent time of confession. And Dr. Dobson, this is so important because what we are seeing in just what's happening with the family, just relationship with the Lord and our prayers being heard, this confession time is just saying honestly, Lord, you examine my heart. And if there is anything in my heart that displeases you, I want to know. And the third is thanksgiving. This is a command. You know, the Lord says that we are to come before him with sacrifices of thanksgiving. When God answers a prayer, who gets the glory? He does. And when he doesn't answer the prayer and we're in the waiting room, who gets the glory? He does. So it's teaching us to also wait upon the Lord during this Thanksgiving time.
And then finally, intercession.
Intercession is where we come before the Lord and we say, Lord, I am praying on behalf of, it could be our children, a teacher, a situation. But what's so powerful about the intercession time is that we use God's word because that is what does not return void and gives us the confidence to pray so that when we finish praying, we can say, I believe God is working.
That's right.
And so when we go home and haven't seen any change in that little honey pie that we just prayed for, we can still say, I believe God is working because we prayed according to his will and his word.
And Fern, those four steps of prayer were so helpful to me because I think as a mom, we always come and we rush right in and we ask and ask and ask. And it's just, oh, Lord, I need this. And oh, my son needs this. And oh, God, help us here. And the discipline that the four steps taught me was just immeasurable. For instance, I can tell you over and over again, the number of times that the answer to what I came wanting to intercede about was in that very first step of praise or the attribute of God. We would come and perhaps the leader that week would point out that it's Jehovah Jireh, God is the provider. And we would read those scriptures and pray those scriptures and just say, Lord, thank you that you are the provider. And we would go through all of that. And then we would do the confession and the thanksgiving. And by the time we got to the end, this light would go on and I would realize that my prayer that day was that maybe Robbie needed a friend. And I think, Lord, you are the provider of friends. Provide him with a friend today in junior high when he's so lonely. And the faith that it just welled up in me to see that, Lord, I just prayed and read all of this scripture that you are the provider. It is that boldness. You can hear me. I'm getting all excited, but that's exactly what this is. It's the boldness when you get to the requests that you are coming in the full confidence that the authority of Scripture is behind you and God has already made a way.
Wow.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Preach it.
and I just want to comment on the Thanksgiving part. Doctor, you asked earlier, this is not a gossip session. Probably the closest it gets is the Thanksgiving. As you come around and they might say, Father, thank you that at the parent-teacher conference the other night, the principal said, you know, acknowledged your name or something like that. You're thanking the Lord and your faith grows as you hear the other answers to prayer that have emerged from the interactions that these other women have had, right,
well,
Fern?
And that, along with confession, explains the need for confidentiality.
Yes.
You can speak and know you're not going to be quoted.
That is a very good point. Thank you.
Yes.
Fern, give us the scope of the ministry. I've watched it grow through the years, and it's been exciting. Every time we've done a program, Moms in Prayer International is growing. How many women are involved right now, and how many countries are you in?
Well, you know, this truly is God's story. He did birth this ministry. And so I love sharing that God, the Holy Spirit, is spreading this ministry throughout the world in 142 countries. And when we had our 25th celebration, Arise, Cry Out, I can't tell you how my heart just melted when I heard that that Arise, Cry Out was also in Pakistan with 300 women, and I think 12 or 15 groups started as a result. So it is the Holy Spirit, as we cry out, Lord, that would you please pour out a spirit of prayer on the women of this world to come together and be disciplined, like Luann was talking about, in this hour of prayer for the next generation of children. So I believe, you know, maybe 150,000 more. I just don't know. It's just such a God thing. But what I'm so excited about and very thankful, and I think I thank God every day, are all of the people God has placed around me to be where we are today. We stand on the shoulders of many, many, many women who've been in this ministry and have worked hard to see where it is today. So this is truly a we deal.
And you have a brochure that is printed in how many languages?
Oh, yes. It's actually a little booklet, about 40 pages. It's our ministry booklet that shares with a mom how to start and the four powerful prayers that we pray during that hour. It gives her guidelines of how to pray in one accord agreement prayer. Actually, this little booklet now is in 49 languages, and
wow.
I think we're working on 12 to 15 more. Dr. Dobson, when we were in Tanzania, we had brought, I think it was 140-some English books and almost 50 Swahili books. And after we shared this and demonstrated the one accord agreement prayer using those four steps of prayer, I mean, like they were like flies to the table. I would say within an hour and a half, every booklet was gone. It's such a transferable little piece that they can take back to their village and their town to share this ministry.
Fern, the best place to find out about that would be your website, right? So we can link to that.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We will do that, Doctor.
Fern, how are you translating this into all those languages? I mean, you've got to have tons of help to do this.
Yes, I have learned many languages over the years. But you know, again, it has been such a God thing. And I'll tell you one little story. And I guess because Tanzania is so in my heart because I just got back, but we're going to be going to the Ukraine pretty soon as well. But there was a lady in Oregon who their church sponsored another church in Tanzania. And so this particular pastor had come to their church and shared what God was doing. And he went back to Tanzania, and then God placed upon her heart, oh my goodness, I wonder if he would catch the vision of the Tanzania women praying together. And so she sent that little ministry booklet off to this pastor, and when he read that little booklet, I mean, God, the Holy Spirit, had prepared his heart. My women must have this, and he immediately translated it into Swahili, and he actually chose a woman in the congregation who should oversee it, and she has been our country coordinator for 20 years.
Oh, my.
Is that right?
I could tell you stories.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to today because we're out of time, but I tell you what, we want to talk to you again, and you have four colleagues that have been sitting there with you in the studio. They haven't said a word. They're like little mice back there, and tomorrow we're going to let them talk. Is that okay?
Do you know what? It has been so fun to see their faces smiling. Their eyes are just, I mean, they're just so excited. You know, you remember how excited those 12 women were all those years ago in the late 1980s, Dr. Dobson?
I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, the same thing's happening right here. 28 years later.
Well, you tell them to sit tight because we're going to record a program right now. We'll let our listeners hear it next time. Fern, and to all your guests, thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for caring for children, for schools. Thank you for caring for families, for husbands and other members of the family who are struggling. And thank you for giving the time for that purpose. I know the Lord has blessed it and is continuing to bless it. Once again, we're talking to Fern Nichols, the founder and president of an organization that used to be called Moms in Touch. It is now Moms in Prayer International. And we're going to hear more about that next time. Fern, thank you for being with us.
Thanks.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to keep talking, okay?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
Well, we aren't either, Fern. And we encourage our listeners to join us again tomorrow to hear how Moms in Prayer is touching so many lives, including the women who have joined Fern in the studio.
And Ryan will also link to the ministry booklet that Fern just told us about and her book, When Moms Pray Together. You know, starting your own prayer group group may seem like a big task, but it's really very simple. And their booklet outlines each step beautifully. So all of this information can be found at drjamesdobson.org or when you give us a call, 877-732-6825.
And if you're interested in finding a local Moms in Prayer group in your area, we have a link on our website that'll allow you to find those groups by searching your state and city. Or maybe you do want to start your own Moms in Prayer group, but don't quite know how to get started. Once again, come to drjamesdobson.org for a link on all that information, or ask when you call us, 877-732-6825.
Just takes two to get started, Ryan. If you're already involved in a group and you want to let us know how this ministry has impacted your child's life and maybe even your school, I'd encourage you to look for us on Facebook and tell us about that. Just search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk on Facebook.
And here in the close, all of us here at Family Talk are thrilled to bring you programs like this that will stretch and grow your faith. So will you prayerfully consider donating to this ministry and allow us to keep doing that for you? We would really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us today, and do return tomorrow to hear more amazing stories of answered prayer from Mrs. Fern Nichols. That's next time on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.